This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I have so many observations from the last 4 or 5 minutes that I want to share with the audience. Feisty Friday, Shaletta here. She's on the clean feed. Do you two engineering wizards want to explain the clean feed to the audience? I'm here at the Nerve Center. You're at the mansion. Remember when you used to come in?
I do. Yeah. Back when I cared.
Yeah.
Back when I cared. Yeah.
Where are
Back
you?
Back when I gave a damn.
Where are you on the stage? You know, years ago it was, God, I'd love a break. Wow, I got a break. I'm so excited. Now it's, do I really have to do this still?
If I feel like it. Yeah. I mean, it's just, there was a shift. I can't remember when it was. Maybe the first time I was on national news or featured in USA Today. Maybe it was my first magazine cover with the Star Tribune magazine. Maybe it was a magazine cover from Twin Cities Business Magazine declaring me the best business owner in the state of Minnesota. I don't know when it happened, but I just remember, you know, I used to like sniff up everybody's butt. Like, are you going to be off? Can I do the show? Can I hold?
Yeah.
Can I come in? You need me to listen.
Now we're beneath you.
Oh my God, you are. And yes. I don't know when it happened, but I love it. I love the way this feels. I don't sniff up your butts anymore.
Yeah.
And you know, the bosses, they don't even call me to fill in. They know I'm going to say no.
No,
they used to call me and I would just jump. I would just, oh my God, I'll fill in 5 a.m. to 5:30 a.m. I'm there. You know, come in, have my sheet all done and comb my hair and brush my teeth. And, you know,
I found out about that a couple weeks ago when Carter was in between cavorting, his various cavorting, when he wanted a day off. I called Chief Programming Brain Wizard Lane, and I suggested you, and he just started laughing. He's like, she doesn't return my calls anymore. So, yeah. But then I'm listening to Harrigan, and I think he just had you on a yo-yo there just for his own amusement. I don't know. I want him to ask, because you were adjusting the mic. That's too high. Now that's too low. Then when you weren't right there, he's like, Shaletta. And then you were getting a little testy. You're like, I'm here. It was to be just a side piece here, just kind of watching that. Is there some tension between the two of you? What's going on?
Well, you know, I've always favored him. I don't know if you remember, but I was his first. I don't know if you recall this. I was his first. I mean, and I have receipts to prove this as a fact. I was the first person to get him a tailor-made shirt. Now, I don't know if y'all remember this. I don't know if you remember this, but he had never had a tailored clothing before he met me. Do you remember this day?
I do remember it. That shirt still hangs in my closet.
Yes.
Next to the other ones I got from Kohl's and Penny's.
How about on your body? Have you worn this shirt yet?
I have worn it. Yeah.
Tell me something. Yeah, but that's back when he was working with, you know, kind of a, what's the word that you white people use when you say somebody's a good dresser? Is it natty, nazzy, zazzy?
Sharp, snappy?
No, it's something.
Snazzy.
Snazzy. Yeah, he was working
I've
with
never
a
used
host
that word once
who
in my
was
life.
A snazzy dresser.
Corey.
And yes, that would be the person.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want him to be outdressed. So I got him a tailor shirt. I had some friends of mine who had a clothing company come in and they measured him on the air and they designed a shirt just for him. It's got his initials on it and everything.
I've heard most of his measurements really. I mean, we won't go there, but so did you say thank you, Dave? Did you pay her for this? I mean, how did this transaction take
did
place?
I pay her? Oh, no, I didn't.
He paid me in other ways.
Yeah.
No, it was a lovely gift. I was
very nice gift.
I was shocked and taken aback, and it is a beautiful shirt. I still do wear it from time to time when I'm dressing up.
Yeah. I'm gonna need you not to put it near the Kohl's and Penny's stuff, though. I'm gonna need you to have a special place. Your TaylorMade shirt should not be in the same vicinity as your Kohl's and JCPenney.
Those
shirts
are my other most expensive clothing items, so I thought it'd
yeah
fit right at home.
Doesn't shock me. Okay, I've got many topics for you. So, and I need listener participation on this one also. Shaletta in the house. So, I don't visit the post office a lot. Do either one of you visit the post office frequently?
I'm there daily.
You're
like
the, okay,
with laundry baskets filled with, I sell books. So
yeah,
I'm
that's
there.
True. Okay.
Yeah, I'm there.
My impression is that most of the time the folks working at the post office aren't thrilled to see us because they don't think we know what we're doing. Okay, and I was reminded of that today. I have to send something back to the homeowner of the place that we stayed at with our California adventure. I thought it was Kathleen's. It turns out it was the folks who own the house. So I have to ship that back. And I thought I'd grabbed the right box. I thought I'd filled out the paperwork, and this man was just so disappointed by my actions. So, and then he told me kind of go off to the side and fill it out. Well, I just grabbed it and did it while I was there, and he was so he looked like, why do I have to put up with a buffoon like this? And so I thought of where else are there people we deal with where they're just frustrated, where they're just disappointed in their interactions with customers. I'll give you one that Dave Harrigan deals with. When we give away prizes here at WCCO Radio, by the way, Closed Circuit Brad Lane, we could use for more prizes on this show, okay?
Yes.
When listeners hear, hey, prizes are going to be given away, they just instantly call the number. Boom, 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 boom. They call the number when we haven't said that's the time to call in, right? So there's frustration with the customers. Here's another example. TSA. You're at the airport. Take the belt off. Take the shoes off. Take the laptop out. Take your liquids out. And they say it over and over again. And us goofballs don't.
Keep the liquids in the bag. Shoes still on.
Yeah.
Pockets are full of change and spare keys.
Pay no attention. So I want you and Dave to think about it. I want the audience. Tell me somewhere else where you deal with the employees where many times they're doing a very good job, but they're sick of us because they don't think we're living up to our end of the expectation, because I saw that today again at the post office. And it wasn't just me. It was the disgust with a lot of others.
Yeah.
Where else do you have? 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Shaletta's here. We will get to Shaletta and Andrew hit New York because we need to get to that before we're done with this segment. But I'm offering up as someone who was made a rare appearance at the post office today. And really, I brought the wrong box. It should have been something else. The man just really wasn't interested in me, and he really wasn't interested in the other people. So places where you go where the employees just know that those of us, the consumers, we're not paying attention, we're not going to live up to their expectations. I suggested Dave's position as producer when we say, hey, we got tickets to give away, and they instantly call in when I haven't finished the sentence. Hey, it'll be in the 2 o'clock hour. You'll hear some sound. I also suggested TSA.
Mm-hmm.
Shaletta, can you give me a little bit more, something else that stands out?
Yeah, ticket takers. You know, if you're going to the sporting event or you're going to a concert, you have been in this line for how many hours? You have been to this venue how many times?
Yes.
And still get up to the ticket taker and you don't have your QR code on your phone. It's not pulled up. You can't find it. You're holding up the line. And they're like, it's not like you can just get in here. You got to have this ticket. I got to be able to scan it. So why are you even getting in line if it's not out and available?
That's an excellent one. I mean, I keep going back to TSA the most, Dave, because it's just not that tough. And so often, hey, I could have my ID out. Oh, didn't realize that. Well, they just told you 17 times.
Yeah.
Or shoes, belt. They just said that. Dave, what do you have? A number of texts have come in. Love more. 651-461-9226.
I thought of two. Number one, the DMV.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of DMV.
Okay. Oh yeah,
a lot of DMV.
You got to pull a number when you walk in the door.
63.
Yes. Well, it's normally
63 C-63. I'm at window 7.
Yeah.
C dash, and then it's like the fourth thing. Once again, it's C-63. I'm at window 7. Are you here?
And then Ron in the corner. Oh, wait, that's me.
Yeah.
That's me. And then he gets up there and, all right, you know, I just got to renew my driver's, you know, my plates or whatever, my registration. Okay, sir, do you have the proof of insurance? Oh, did I need that?
Yeah.
Yes. Did you fill out the form? Which form? The other one is, I think, pretty much everyone's workplace right now, except Odyssey Minneapolis, because we do have the greatest IT person in the world in Michelle.
Yeah, no, she is.
But everywhere else.
She's excellent.
When you have computer problems and you have to call the IT person to your desk.
Oh, you are so right about that. They do not want to be bothered with you. Oh, my God.
What's going on? You explain the problem, and it's just immediately, whatever you say, it starts with an eye roll. Move aside.
Did you try shutting it down and shutting it back on? I did that 5 times. That's why I'm calling you.
I beat it with a hammer. It's still not working.
Yes. If you volunteer, hey, I turned it on and off. Like, that's their move. You know, you think you're really creative because that's your move. That's not their move. Okay. I think flight attendants is another one, too.
Yes.
The seatbelt and bringing your chair to the upright position and
overhead
stuff. Yeah. It's a lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
And now they're also referees because, you know, they're fighting on planes and stuff. And, you know, I don't know if you've seen a lot of the video from Spirit and Southwest. You might as well bring your sporting app and bet because they're fighting on there. Like, it's MMA style. So the flight attendants are also referees. They're breaking up fights. So it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's
on my last flight, I had something. I try to get on the flight as late as possible. So on this flight, as one of the two or three last ones, I don't bring the ginormous bags and jam them up there. Okay.
Mm-hmm,
so there was this lady, Shaletta, who was arguing and arguing and arguing. And finally, they grabbed, they said about seven times, ma'am, if you don't leave the plane, we're going to call security. And she kept going. And finally, when they grabbed the phone, instead, like, it must have been the bat signal to security, that's when she said the F word and stormed off. But I missed what precipitated everything. I felt like I missed out. I wanted to see it.
Nobody put it on social. Nobody had cell phone, because I'd have had that on social. I'd have went viral that day.
You would have put yourself in in the video, okay, resolving the issue while handing out books.
Right, and children's books, signed copies.
Yes.
Signed copies, yes.
Other folks suggesting bus drivers.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Bus drivers not happy.
Yes.
Restaurants not happy.
Mm.
The person at the grocery store watch while the cashier scans a full cart load of stuff, and then they start digging for the purse for the money. Yeah, like they're shut. Whoa, I got to pay for this now?
Oh, this not free? Yeah. I thought it was free day.
Yeah.
Or the person who's at the self-checkout, who's really tired that they have to keep coming in and putting their code in for you because you scanned something twice, or you waited and you clicked bananas, but it was really oranges.
Mm-hmm.
That person who is in charge at the self-checkout is just absolutely disgusted with all of us.
Yes.
That we don't know and are incapable of checking out our own groceries. They're tired. They're
you really and your oldest headed to New York, multiple impressive appearances. Andrew was great. Tell people all about it.
Oh, my God. So Andrew's new book, Andrew Does His Dance, came out on April 1st. And I'm trying to smile and not be salty. I'm trying to be happy for my child and not be a hater, because I tried to tell him, listen, son, you have to start out local. You have to go sit on the couch with Ben and Elizabeth on KSTP. And he was like, well, I want to go to New York. And I'm like, that's not how it works. You got to start out on the couch with Kathy and Eric on TPT and talk about your book. And then, you know, get it on the feed. And then, you know, we'll bus up and do some national stuff. He want to start right out in New York. And I told him, you know what? You don't know what you're talking about. So this boy says, I'm going to write a letter to Michael Strahan and give him a copy of my book. I said, you know what going to happen? It's going to wind up in file 13. If it doesn't get returned to the house, he's not going to read that. And so Lindsay Davis with Good Morning America called. She was like, are you and Andrew available on April the 8th? And I said, sure. Yeah. I don't think we got anything going on. We can make it work. So, you know, he just advocated for himself and his book. And we went up there and he did an interview with Lindsay Davis. It's going to air on the 24th of this month, and talked about his book and why he wrote it and how it's really a love letter to kids who have special needs siblings, the quote unquote normal developing kids. And so while we were there, you know, me, I'm posting on social because we're doing book giveaways at schools in Harlem and Lower Manhattan. And a guy named Gus Rosendale, who apparently used to work at KSTP, working at NBC4 New York, called and asked if he could follow us because he follows me on social. He met us at a couple of schools and did this big feature story on Andrew. And the next thing I know, my mama's calling in Houston because she saw it. And apparently they put it on the feed and somebody in Louisiana saw it. So his story is making the rounds. And I just have to shut up because I swear to you, I was
going
to take him. Yeah, I was wrong. He was like, so, mama, you're going to admit you're wrong? Heck no, I'm not going to admit I'm wrong. I'm going to just say you got blessed because this is not how it typically works. You don't have a book to come out on April 1st and you doing national interviews on April the 8th. That's not typically how it happens.
No.
This is your first book. I have four books and ain't nobody ever called me to go to New York. Okay. So like I said, I'm trying not to hate and be happy for my child, but it's very difficult for me to do right now. It's very difficult.
Among the texts, just curious, is Shaletta available?
For what?
Well, that's, I think that's a date.
Oh, well, if that person wants to go ahead and email to the station their credit report and a copy of their profit loss statement, I'll take a look at that and verify it with the tax assessor's office, because you know I know Julie Blaha, and then if we can verify that net worth, she is very available.
Sounds like true love to me, Dave. I mean,
sounds like Susie Jones to me.
Honestly, everybody here is, what is your credit report? And Shaletta went beyond credit report. Net worth.
Yes. Net worth. Yes. See, I'm in new circles.
What's your minimum at this point?
You got to have at least $1 million. You got to match me.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have $1 million in the bank. You got to be a member of the Minneapolis Club.
Are you still a member of the Minneapolis Club?
I'm still a member. They haven't kicked me out yet. I even got my kids enrolled in swim classes.
I'll be up in there
in my like sweatpants from Target, like being loud and stuff. I'm like, y'all got some hot sauce in here? We created a new drink over there. It's called the Black Girl Magic. When I go in, I said, let me have a Black Girl Magic. And
are you telling me the Minneapolis Club did not have the Black Girl Magic?
They did not have a Black Girl Magic in there. I know. I was too, but it's okay. We're putting it on the menu now.
You're not.
I'm gonna see if I can't get my picture on the wall. Yeah. But you know, my magazine cover—I didn't tell them. My magazine cover's out, like it's out. And so when you walk in the Minneapolis Club, it's like 20 copies of the magazine in the great room in the front. So when the people walk in, you can see. We could put this on the wall. I could frame this for you. Did you want to put it on the wall? Because y'all got some empty wall space in the back, and we could get a picture of me. In the Minneapolis Club on the wall. That's how we roll.
enjoy your day, and we'll talk soon.
I will. All right. Love y'all.
Shaletta, Feisty Friday right here on Newstalk 830 WCCO.
Jack Nicklaus.
Oh, here we go.
The Masters.
People ask me all the time, Jack, you've had so much success at Augusta National. 6 green jackets. What about disappointments? What's been the most disappointing thing at Augusta National? And for me, that's easy. It's the day they allowed women to become full members.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
All right, let's get to a few items. We're going to get to more. Well, some of these are serious too, but a little longer discussion on assisted suicide, inspired by a lengthy Star Tribune story. Another story I saw, and then am I wrong? But 2:48 next hour, and then we would encourage you, we would plead with you, we would beg with you. A couple things. Instagram, we celebrated last night. The family, almost everyone in the family. Griff's out of town. My boy, Quentin Robert Hartman, 23. Q, 23. Photo on the Instagram of my hero right there, 23 years of age, Chad Hartman Show. Go to Instagram. Check it out. I don't give you a lot, just occasional stuff. We'd love to have you follow us on the Twitter machine, @Dave_Harrigan, @Chad Hartman Show, and podcast us, Chad Hartman Show. Pet bereavement. Apparently, it's jumping dramatically. Business. Hold on, I've got a DeRusha text here. How dare you? I don't know.
How dare us? His producer ripped him.
I had nothing to do with his producer saying he's an hour and 10 minutes late.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Mailing it in, it sounds like to me.
Maybe those two got beef. I don't know.
Could be. Do you think? Because I can give you the data here. There are no federal laws in place for bereavement leave for pets. Currently, 5 states, California, Illinois, Maryland, Oregon, and Washington, offer some sort of bereavement leave policies. Yes or no, should Dave becomes the czar of bereavement? Weird job if you had that, the czar of bereavement.
It's a nice title,
though. Right?
And fits nicely on a business card.
Yeah, it does. And these are sad moments in your life when someone who you love has left us. Let me just tell you, our dog, Charlie, who I love immensely, and I hope it's 10 years from now. More Jerusha. I'm working hard. Cook is dead to me. Whoa! We might need to have them both on at the end of Am I Wrong?
This is a struggle right now.
Yes, breakups. Okay. Should you be allowed, like when Charlie, and I don't even want to think about it, but I love Charlie. Charlie passes away, and I hope this is 2000, I hope it comes when the eclipse comes in 2099. Can I call Brad Lane and say, our dog is gone. I need a couple days.
You can, and Brad's response should be, okay, apply for some PTO, and
yeah,
we'll get somebody to cover it, but you're going to have to use your days.
It should not be, we got it.
No.
Okay? It should not be, God forbid some tragedy happens in your family, and it's a human, and you tell him, and he's going to say to you, because Brad's a good person, you take the time you need, right? You're saying if it's a pooch or a cat or a porcupine or a cicada or a snake.
You bet cicadas?
Yeah.
There's going to be trillions of them.
Trillions of them are going to be everywhere. We're looking at the winter and we won't even be able to see the building across the street. There'll be so many cicadas. Well,
get yourself a giant bag of cicadas. You could get a whole year off.
Yeah. Should you be allowed, text me 651-461-9226. Should your business allow you a day off? Now, let me guess, DeRush is texting you?
Yes.
What has he said to you?
He said he loves how easy it is to derail you.
Yeah, it is. It's true. Should you be allowed? Now, he's a pet hater, so he
noted.
Yeah. And even talked the other day, he's like, I don't want a pet.
Mm-mm.
Then he had some weird guy who accepts pets who are about to die on their farm.
Yeah. Said it sounds like a great business idea is what I believe he said.
Should you be allowed, yes or no, to get a day off for your pet? 651-461-9226. I think if you're the type of employee who does not abuse the system, I'm a yes. I'm a yes. Now, if you're Susie Jones and it's any day ending in Y, and you're looking to squeeze the juice out of more days off. She's at about 94 right now. Mm-mm. No. You've built and you've earned your reputation. So I'm not one size fits all. I'm a person by person in this case. Now, legally, I bring in my legal team. They're going to say that opens up problems for us. Because we have to have one standard policy. I'm going to try to put them off to the side.
Good luck.
Yeah, good
it's
luck.
The legal team. They don't go to the
right.
side.
Now, hopefully it's, well, I guess if I own the business, I guess I hope it's Amazon, right? I was going to say, hopefully it's a small business. I don't have those issues. Well, it's a small business, then I'm not eligible to date Shaletta because she said $1 million is minimum, you know? So You're no, get out of here with Fluffy. I don't care that Fluffy died. Show up the next day.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
I am saying that because, okay, where are you going to draw a line on, okay, if it's a dog, yes. If it's a cat, yes. If it's a fish, no.
Michael has a bearded dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Guy right now is at Carla's house, but more often than not, Guy is at my place because unlike those two, I remember to feed Guy. Okay.
That's nice of you.
Yeah, I do.
You're a gentleman.
I am. I'm a lover of bearded dragons. Who isn't? So if Guy passes away, yes.
No.
I knew what I was in for right there. So if I call Brad and say, Guy's back at the house, I just checked him out, he gone. I need a day. I need a day for Guy. Because we bonded a lot when I brought him up, you know, his worms and his lettuce and cleaned up the poop and occasionally let him roam the house. I need a day. You are saying the bearded dragon does not hit your scale. Is that what you're suggesting?
I'm saying any pet does not hit
my
scale.
Not a single pet.
No. And you know what? It's every company
Do
and
you
every
have a heart.
every boss's right to say, hey, you know what? I know it's not in the policy, but go on. We'll, you know, we'll cover for you. But as far as to make this a, you know, mandated thing in the state or something like that, no, I think absolutely not. There's a reason we draw lines. You know, you get bereavement leave for immediate family members, but if your second cousin passes away,
no.
No, show up to work. Sorry. You know, it's a bummer, and we feel for you, and we'll be supporting you, and maybe we'll get you a card, but we need you to be here to get that card.
We've crystallized the show in this segment. Jason doesn't work. I have a heart. Dave does not. I think we've summed up everything perfectly there. Do you believe bereavement policies should involve your pet, and which pets are included in the bereavement policy? What do you got? 651-461-9226. I don't think we need long phone calls. Just text on this one. 651-461-9226. I can give you a phone number right here. It's 952-697-HEAT. That's how you track down K&S Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electric. They're great. They're consistent. They started in the late 80s in the Rochester area. They've been up in the metro area decade after decade. They, no exaggeration, have tens of thousands of customers. They have tens of thousands of repeat customers. They're that good. I'm one of them. Also spokesman on air for them for 10 years. Right now, they have, until this month ends, a deal of a lifetime for $7,795 plus a 10-year warranty. You get a Lennox high-end furnace and air conditioner for that figure. $7,795. At bare minimum, have ksheating.com come out to your place and see what you have. And hopefully, you're in good spot. If not, take advantage of this deal. Do it today. Update, Jason DeRusha is still not here. For those of you scoring at home, we're talking pet bereavement. I believe in it. Dave does not. I have a heart. Dave doesn't care. Yes, if it's a bear, you can have some bereavement time. There we go.
Da, 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 da.
Yes. I only got 3 days off when my dad passed away last year. It was relatively unexpected. I'm only 33 years old. That's hard, right? And again, people, they grieve in so many different ways. They compartmentalize. They can go forward. And it can be completely unexpected when something knocks you back, not only in your heels, just on your back, right? Different things. A family member, your father, mother, spouse, or child. Seems like 3 days is a little light to me.
I think a solid week would be a good starting point.
I think so. And by the way, you know what some people want to do? They want to work the next day. They do. And that doesn't mean they love their loved ones any less. It's how they go forward.
They might need a distraction from the pain.
Exactly. Now, can people absolutely abuse that? They can. You know, 33, I'm very sorry, by the way. That's just way, way too soon. And that you should get more. Getting an appointment for euthanasia, isn't that easy to get? What did the euthanasia have to do with this? Close circuit of common. You might need to get a day off. Yeah, it isn't easy. But according to you, no, at the end of the day. That's what you're saying.
I'm saying lines have to be drawn. I'm not like you, Chad. I'm not going to say yes to everything.
I love dogs. I love cats. I love God's creatures.
You're very woke.
You hate them.
Yeah. When I find a spider in my bathroom tonight, he becomes my pet. I squish him. All of a sudden, I get a
Monday,
day off.
Monday. We'll bring Cousin Kyle's ready to go now. Definitely yes. They're a member of the family. The humanization of pets has gotten way out of hand. Again, that's a DeRusha policy, too. I mean, this could be DeRusha's phone number here. And while I understand people grieve for their pets, bereavement day seems a bit much. More text at 651-461-9226. Yes, a day off for pet owner's bereavement. By the way, I'm listening to you while I cut my cat's prednisone. Yeah, see? I assume you would just throw the bottle from the vet at the cat. Say,
I don't really like cats.
Mr. Whiskers, go ahead and open up the bottle.
No, I don't really like cats. Sure, I might. But I feed the dog his medication every day, twice a day.
I feel worse when a pet dies than humans. Judge all you want. From a texter.
I think that's true for a significant portion of the country.
Loyalty, kindness, dogs compared to a lot of humans. It's a blowout.
Oh, dogs are better people than humans, no question.
Yes, we consider our dogs German shepherds to be members of our family. We don't have kids, we have shepherds. Dave took the day off for his kid's birthday. Really, no day off for the passive pet? You are, again, second close circuit to common here. Box.
It was a paid day off I took of the bank that we get. That's a different situation. I can do that if I lose a pet.
She only wanted you around for like an hour.
Oh, she only wanted mom around. I was just tagging around.
Yeah. You found an excuse to take the day off.
Trying to be a kind father.
I'm kidding.
Take the kid to the zoo.
I'm kidding.
I didn't ask Brad, hey, my daughter's turning 4. Can you hook me up with a day off that's not going to affect my total PTO here?
Can I give you one example here real quick of people who are disgusting? We both saw this today. Disney is having to adjust the policy for individuals who have kids who have a legitimate disability, autism, so many things. Where parents of those kids, because the kids literally can't hold them, intellectually or physically, they're having to adjust the rules because so many crude jackasses are abusing the policy. What? Let's go 58-35. What in the hell is wrong with you? Are you literally instructing your relatively healthy child to fake something? Is that what's happening?
Seems that way.
That story.
The Am I Wrong committee would like you to know that they were going to say a little later that Al-Qaeda, Hamas, and this group of people. There's your top three worst groups of people in the world.
Might not be in that order.
Might not be.
If you're going to a place in any way and your child does not need a benefit of a handicap spot or whatever it might be, and you're doing something like this, you're despicable.
Scum.
You are scum. When others, by the way, there's plenty of others who have a child in that category and don't use it. But then if they do, you're going to, okay, hey, play along. This isn't a curb bit. Okay, this is real life where Disney is really doing this. And we're debating whether dogs or humans are better. Case closed. Get back to me when a dog does this. Now, that'd be a heck of a thing. Linda's Construction Time Check is time for you to request a free roof inspection and get 75% off installation labor on GAF asphalt shingles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.